Krishna Keshava, Krishna Keshava, Krishna Keshava, Pahi Man. Shri Krishna Bhagavan Ki Jai, Shrimati Radharani Ki Mukam Karoti Vachalam Pangun Langdayate Girim Yakripa Tamaham Vande Shri Guru Dintarinam Shapapada Ki Shapapada Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Ki Jai O Anatapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavanishwari Krishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye. Today is a very auspicious day. Today is anniversary appearance of Radharani. And also appearance of Vishakha, Radharani's closest friend. Okay. And 2 days ago was appearance of Lalita. She appears almost 1 year before Radharani. Okay. So if we begin to know all these things, and this knowledge is not, you know, like what mechanical knowledge, but actually we begin to learn these things as it's revealed to us by Krishna, by everybody else. We begin to understand that actually everything is simply a reflection of Radha Krishna, you know, pastimes in Vrindavan, like that. And so on that pathway, we're all trying to, you know, purify ourselves of material consciousness. And Prabhupada says, even if in 1,000 lifetimes you can understand the feelings of the gopis in Vrindavan, you're making rapid progress. So we've heard about this. But it's like, you know, 2 and 3 year old children hearing about adult pastimes, adult activities. They have some very general comprehension, you know, like that. You know. So in the process, we have this, you know, today we're having this diksha, Harinam diksha, for Mani Ma, last name. Chittim, Mani Ma Chittim, Gijai. Yeah, to understand what Chittim means. Yeah. So Mataji is, you know, chanting Hare Krishna. Actually, Prabhupada, twice I heard him on lectures and conversations, 2 times Prabhupada said, you only take birth in India if you are looking for spiritual life in your last lifetime. If you're looking for good machines, you take birth in Germany, right? If you're looking for romance, you take birth in France. Yeah. And if you're looking for espionage and double dealings in politics, you take birth in England. The most clever people like that, you know. And looking for ice cream or peanut butter, I guess you take birth in America. Something, you know. But in India, India is the place where people naturally have an inclination towards spiritual life, cultural development. So Mataji's been, I understand, you know, with austerity and worshiping Krishna for a long time. You know. So give the example, like, again, in the university, that one boy and girl are in some class together in America, and they're kind of noticing each other. After some time, you know, he asks her if she likes Coca-Cola. And she says, well, yes. So they start talking. And then after some investigation, they finally come to the conclusion, yes, we want to be married, spend our lives together. So he asks her, will you marry me? And she says, yes. You know. So are they married or not? Not formally. Right? But basically, yeah, it's done, it's finished. They've agreed, and whatever obstacles come, then they're going to surpass those like that. So somehow or other, by the mercy of the Paramatma, you know, Vaitacharya, by the mercy of the Krishna, all the saints who are incarnating, so many scriptures, we have some idea what human life is for, and we try to follow this, and we get some good results, and then we start to get spiritual consciousness, you know? And so then we, you know, engage in taking shelter of an acharya. We decide, I want to worship God. It comes from the heart, you know, and not the devil. And then we start coming in contact with great saints, great personalities who know God better than we do. You know, how do they do? What do they say? And so finally, okay, somebody's taking shelter of A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami as an acharya. They're following his instructions, listening to his books. And then by that whole process, they start to become purified. You know? Shrimvatan Swakata Krishna, Punya Shravana Kirtana, Hridayanta Stohya Bhadrani, Vidunotsi Suhritsatam. By engaging in this hearing and chanting like this, the heart becomes purified. And we become fixed in the mode of goodness. And then we can, at least for some moments, we can see that I am, is it Jivara Swarupoi Nichara Krishna Das. I'm a servant of Krishna. That's my position like that. I'm never going to be happy serving my family in a material conception. Never going to be happy serving my nation in a material conception. I'm never going to be happy serving anybody, demigods, only Krishna. So then we ask Krishna, please, I want to go back in the mode of goodness. Please. Are you sure? Yes. Okay. Okay. Take the rope. So we're still in the water. We still like to have problems, but now we have a rope, and that's a big difference. Being in the river, you've got a rope, and now somebody can start to pull you out, and you can start to climb out like that. So this is initiation. It's the beginning, right? I'll give you an example. You can take so many courses in the university, investigate so many things, but finally at some point you're formally matriculated. Okay, I want to be an engineer, not a lawyer. I like this university, not that university. I've satisfied the requirements. They accept me, I accept them. There's a contract. In 4 years, you're going to be an engineer, like that, if you follow. And if you're not making progress, you're not obligated to continue. Yeah? So same way, it's a contract. Krishna says, if you chant 16 nice rounds a day, follow four principles strictly, morning program, getting up early, then you're guaranteed to come to this level of Uttama Adhikari, highest devotee like that. Yeah? And if that's not happening, okay, Haribol, go become a Mormon or Jehovah's Witness or something else, whatever you want to be, gross materialists. Yeah? Because it's both sides, it's a two-sided thing. Krishna makes his promise, we make our promise. At that point, yeah, there's so many doubts. Arjuna had so many doubts in the Bhagavad Gita after he surrendered. That's natural. But they're not artificial doubts. They're sincere doubts. And that's okay. That's natural. So we ask all these questions about this, about that, because we've just begun everything. It's initiation like that. And of course, the supreme devotee is Chandravali. No? Radharani. Yeah, okay. All right. Pushti Marg, they say it's Mother Yashoda. Somebody else will say it's Jesus Christ, like that. But from our perspective, Radharani, And many examples of her devotion, surrender, character like that. So today is a very, very nice day to fix our minds upon, becoming servants of Krishna, like that. Nobody can serve Krishna. Krishna's like the sun. Out in the very, very bright, hot, tropical area, if there's a lotus flower and there's water in the lake, then the sun is very nice. The lotus flower can take advantage of this like that. But if the lake dries up, then the sun is too strong. It will destroy the lotus flower like that. So same way, we can't approach Krishna directly. He's all perfect. He knows everything. Every little mistake, everything you do wrong, every selfish thing becomes manifest. So we take shelter of Radharani. She's the mother of the entire universe like that. She's very compassionate. We don't chant Krishna. Actually, when devotees came to Prabhupada and Gujarati, and why don't we chant Sri Krishna Sharanam Mama? It's a very common mantra. I surrender to you, Krishna. And Prabhupada saying it's all right, it's Krishna's name, but it's just too difficult to surrender to Krishna. It's like having to jump off the top of the building like that. No, better to take the stairs like that. So first we say Hare Krishna. And we approach Krishna through Hara, through Lakshmi, through Sita. Hare Rama, we approach Balaram to also through Shakti. So today is a very, very nice day, for these initiations. And as we become more purified, there's second initiation, when we become fixed in the mode of goodness. Third initiation, when we become Goswamis, And then on and on like that, no limit. Until finally, Prabhupada says, Goranga Bolite Habe Pulaka Sharir. Nice song, Nartam Das Thakur. And he's explaining how first we get the mercy of Lord Chaitanya by his Sankirtan movement, chanting Hare Krishna, very nice. And then we become more serious, we get the mercy of Lord Nityananda. And then all of our material desires go away, all of our distractions like that. And after the mercy of Nityananda, then we can, our mind becomes purified, we can understand the Holy Dham. Understand this temple is not an ordinary place. We can serve it. We can just understand Vrindavan Dham. We can make a home into a temple. The world becomes. So then we can start to see Krishna in Vrindavan Dham. And then we get the mercy of the Manjaris, Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, Radharani's friends. And by that, we can understand then Radha and Krishna. Like that, So it's a whole progress, right? But it's available. So why Rishabh Dev He says, tapodivyam. Somebody undergoes austerities. Right here is a great, great tapolaya. Boise State University, tapolaya. It's a great place of austerities, right? No? Anybody who goes there knows you do great austerities. You can become a lawyer or a doctor or an engineer, and then you can enjoy life like that. Yeah. The girls will be attracted to you then because you have a big car, a big degree, or you know, like that. House, you know, yes. But why do this? You know, why undergo austerities for things which are available to the hogs and dogs? The hogs and dogs have their families. You've seen this, right? All the pigs are there with their families and their piggies, and the mother eats garbage and the pigs eat milk, like that, you know. And yeah, why? It's sex, food, eating, sleeping. And okay, human life, we decorate it. Oh, very nice, this and that, you know. But it's the same thing, you know. The dog's running on four legs, looking for eating, sleeping, mating, defending. But the human beings are running on four wheels. Hey, mamacita. The dog, you know. So why do this, you know, right? Yeah. Tapo divyam. Undergoing austerities to obtain divine life, which is never ending and always increasing in beauty and transcendence like that. So human life, very beautiful form like that, you know. So the unfortunate thing is that Mataji understood nothing of this lecture whatsoever. So you can translate. And so we're very happy to be here today. And today's a very auspicious day. Yeah. And of course it's a very great day to make these austerities, these vows. Yeah. Yeah, to become, you know, a servant of Krishna. Yeah, under the shelter of Radharani. And all the acharyas. Yeah, and then our service becomes very potent like that. Yeah, Krishna can appreciate it so much. When it's being organized by Radharani, the acharyas. So does anybody have any questions? Anybody have any questions, comments? Mataji has any questions or comments? Okay. So you say, speak now or forever hold your peace. That's it. Okay. So get the name now, everything? Vows? Yeah, Om Pabi Vows. Okay. This is also initiation for the priest, too. I was on the airplane going to Japan one time, and the pilot came on. He said, hello, this is Kaplan speaking, Japanese airplane. He said, if this is your first time flying, don't be worried. It is also Captain's first time flying. He said, ha, this is joking. Actually, Captain's flying many times before. So this is also, if you're worried about the fire sacrifice, don't worry. It's also the priest's first time for the fire sacrifice. Yeah.
So now we'll be Achman, the initiate, we get purified, and then we get the priest from Maharaj. Okay.
Pavitra, Pavitrova, Sarvavasam, Netopiva, Yasmare, Pundarikaksham. Sabahaya Bhyantara
Now Maharaj will have the beads and the sacred name.
Then so you can ask her what are the four principles?
Four principles. She's asked.
Yeah.
Mom,
she promised to follow the four principles strictly for her whole life. Off your head. Too good. Yeah. And she promised to chant 16 nice rounds every day. Okay. Her name is? Mani Radha Devi Dasi.
Yeah.
Mani Radha Devi Dasi ki jai.
Yeah.
All by the key.
Yeah.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.
So now I do this is a simplified version of Sankalpa. The same, now we'll be doing the five sacrifice ceremony on her behalf. Om Tat Sat Sri Govinda 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 Atyam Shubhatitav Achyuta Gotra Mairadha Devi Dasihi Shri Krishna Vidyatham Upanayanam Samskara Karma Aham Karishyami Nirkimir. Now I'll start the fire, there are some prayers, but meanwhile, okay, what's going on very good, they're passing on the things. Sanat Kumaro Vata Kama Deva, Dhaya Shishamam Pati Deva Helena, Deva Shivariyaha Purushatvanatha, Purmo Harimam Nirayat Asheshat.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama.